Okay, so I want to do the what's it called? The 18-petaled flower questionnaire. So here we go. What does your recording and editing setup look like? What mic do you use to record, and what editing software do you use? Was it easy for you to figure everything out and learn how to use these things right away? I used to use my little dorky Hello Kitty karaoke machine mic, but after that broke, I then decided, okay, I'm just gonna use my blue snowflake that I use for non-Reddit purposes. And I don't edit my audios, but I record with Audacity, but I don't edit my audios to be quite frank. I never really saw a need to, though I think it could help out in situations. I just don't feel a desire. Where do you typically record, and what positions do you usually situate yourself in? I record in my room normally, or the bathroom if I need absolute privacy, and I normally just sit up on my knees. Yeah. Were you nervous to begin uploading your voice onto GWA? Why or why not? I was not nervous because, prior to GWA, I was already comfortable recording myself doing, like, erotic things and whatnot, so it wasn't unusual to me. So I was just like, doing it for a bigger audience? Okay. What advice would you give to someone who is new, and perhaps nervous as well, to the erotic audio game? What do you suggest they do to calm their nerves, and what are the words of encouragement you would give to them? Do whatever you are comfortable with, nothing more, nothing less. Make sure that you feel safe recording what you record. If you would rather stick to scripts and do no masturbation audios, or you want to just do masturbation audios or no scripts, or whatever, do what you need to, you know? Just don't feel too nervous. We all share the intimate part of ourselves in GWA, and it's kind of beautiful when you think about it. But also, in addition to that, just know that you are more than the erotica you make. Take care of yourself and do as you must. Yeah. Those are my words of encouragement and advice and things. Number 5. What is an audio on GWA that you would love to hear, but just hasn't happened yet? More gentle MDOM would be much appreciated, but that's already happened in very small doses, I'm sure, and I've seen it coming around more often, so I might be wrong on that. Also, I would love to see more femdom like FRF that's very gentle and tender in nature too. That would be amazing. And maybe more audios for people that struggle with vaginal stuff. That'd be kind of cool. Number 6. You're fuming with anger towards your partner, and suddenly, in the middle of venting, they kiss you. What are your feelings in that moment? Lust? Adoration? Even more anger? Please explain. I would probably get emotional and cry because it shows that my partner cares about me. They don't want me to be mad. They don't want me to be upset. And they just want to repair what's wrong. So I'd probably cry a little and then hug them. And then, if we held hands, things could escalate. That's really corny, isn't it? What is a paraphilia or fetish you just don't understand or see any appeal to whatsoever? Probably the daddy thing. I don't really understand it. I don't really have any reason for it. I just don't really get it. But I have nothing against it or the people that practice it. I just feel kind of about it, I guess. And also rape. I also don't understand the rape fetish very much, although I confess I've had my fair share of rape fantasies, so I don't know. What are some minuscule, passive, near insignificant actions that someone can do that make you nearly come right then and there? Playing with hair? Licking of the lips? Crossing legs? I suppose those are the big three that come to mind. But like little noises like shh or just saw maybe softening their voice a little bit. That makes me fucking weak and I'm just like, oh. Number 10. 8 more questions. Almost done. If you choose to remain anonymous on GWA, is it because you're more worried about people in real life finding out about your profile or people on the internet finding you in real life? Both. I'm nervous as fuck about people in real life figuring out that I do this shit. I'm also horrified people online that I'm friends with are gonna find out, oh my god, she makes smut with her voice! So, that stuff kinda scares the fuck out of me, but, you know, I do my best. I mean, I'm already kinda open about my sexuality elsewhere anyway, so it wouldn't be, like, a big shock to anybody. I just wouldn't want to lose potential respect from people. 11. Jesus Christ, why is it so long? What was your high school or secondary school experience like? How would you best describe your life, personality, and mindset at the time? I have not changed much. I am the same as I was, pretty much. Only difference is, I guess I'm more obnoxious. I mean, back in those times I used to be really like, but now I'm like, so, like, if that makes sense, I was really like, fucking hesitant about every little thing, and now I'm just like, I'm more open about my needs and wants, but I'm still kind of, like, awkward as fuck and, like, bleh, so, I don't know. Number 12. Oh boy. How much have you changed since your 18th birthday, and what are some words of wisdom you would give to the new adults? I don't know. I have not changed tremendously. I feel like the changes I have and whatnot are super gradual. They're not big changes. So, I don't think I've changed that much. But words of wisdom I would give to the new adults of the subreddit and whatnot would probably be, really know yourself. Really get a feel for the person you are. I'm very introspective by nature, so naturally, this means that I tend to really look into myself. And I can tell when something really bothers the fuck out of me. I can tell if I'm, you know, shifting in a way personality-wise that isn't good for me or is good for me. Do lots and lots of introspection. If you can't do that, you know, at least look after yourself. Don't measure your level of success by others' successes. Look to your own successes and keep going from there. In addition, I would say to not let the little things discourage you too much, and if you are in a rut of any sort, it will pass. You can make it past. There is always going to be rough moments in our lives, but there's always the happy, peaceful times too, so please don't give up. Those are my little words of advice. 13. What is your favorite scent? Do you associate it with anything in particular? Does it conjure any sort of nostalgia? If you have a story, feel free to share. My favorite scent is the scent of lavender, but I also like citrusy scents. I also really like just soft smells. There's no particular reason, although lavender calms me down a fuck ton. Citrusy smells, they remind me of a favorite character from a thing. So, yeah. Anyway. Name a turnoff, perhaps the smallest, most bearable turnoff of the extensive list you've got, and then name an absolute deal breaker. Okay. Smallest turnoff would be, spanking? I'm not really into pain stuff very much, so spanking is kind of for me. But it doesn't bother me that much. Like, you know, I'm okay with it, but it doesn't really turn me on either. But an absolute deal breaker is, it would have to be like, if you are somebody that cannot be gentle at all to any capacity, and like, you can only do rough stuff, like, I can't do that. I'm sorry. In addition, vomit play, I can't deal. I am horribly fearful of vomit, so I'm like, nope. I don't know. Okay, next. You are granted the opportunity to have the most tingly, intense, hair-raising, toe-curling, multiple-screaming orgasm sex of your life with one celebrity of your choice. Who the fuck would that be, and why the fuck would that be? How do you imagine them to be in bed? The Weeknd. Have you not heard his singing voice? Holy shit. I feel like he'd be very passionate, maybe a little rough, but I don't think he'd be, like, scary rough or anything. I'd let him fuck me. 16. If you enjoy the word daddy being used in a sexual manner, what is it about it that makes your genitals feel like they're on fire? I do not enjoy the word daddy, but I do like saying papa. And for me, it makes my heart fuzzy. It doesn't make my genitals do anything. if you don't enjoy the word being used like that, what is a word you really liked being called, or you like calling others that you really love, and why do you love it? Honey, baby girl, sweetie, darling, baby, precious, insert affectionate pet name here. I really like affectionate pet names. My name works really well as well, too. But anything goes for me, as long as it's not degrading or insulting. Are you more confident and bold or shy and nervous in your audios than you are in real life? Are you about the same? I'm about the same. I don't do character-based audios, so I mean, I'm about the same. I mean, I'm a little bit more confident in my audios. Like, if you actually were to get intimate with me through any means, I'm actually very nervous and shy, and it can take up to, like, an hour or so before I'm fully relaxed and ready, but, you know. Eh. A spell is cast upon you by a sadistic, sexy sex witch, where you must choose between the following. Have an intense, sporadic, 10-minute orgasm every hour. Or have your genitals stimulated once for no longer than 1 minute every 365 days and have an incredibly weak orgasm. Which do you choose and why? The first, because I can't live without orgasms. I am addicted to masturbation. I love having multiple orgasms a day. Once is not enough for me, so if I had one incredibly weak orgasm a year, I'd cry. I can't live like that, okay? Okay? Give me all of the orgasms. I don't care if I don't get sex or masturbation. Just give me all the orgasms, okay? This was really fun. I liked answering these questions, and I hope it was fun to listen to, and yeah, this was good. This was a nice change of pace. I'm a happy panda. Well, I'm not really a panda, but you know, happy, happy, happy. Yeah, good times. Woo!